From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Federal regulators shut down another 7 banks yesterday, bringing to 106 the number of bank failures this year. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation closed 3 small banks in Florida, as well as banks in Georgia, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. The FDIC has spent an estimated $25 billion this year to insure deposits, expected to spend $100 billion by the end of 2013. The agency is proposing that banks pay $45 billion in premiums now rather than over the next 3 years. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is urging Congress to move ahead with reforms to correct problems that led to the financial crisis. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Bernanke told an audience gathered at an economic conference on Cape Cod that financial conditions have improved considerably. But he warned that that should not lead to complacency about the need for reform.
With the financial turmoil abating, now is the time for policymakers to take action to reduce the probability and severity of any future crises.
In his remarks, Bernanke also prodded Congress to create a mechanism to shut down large failing financial institutions that can threaten the whole system, much like that used by the FDIC to safely wind down banks. He said the mechanism should be funded by the financial industry. John Itzde, NPR News.
A senior North Korean nuclear envoy is in New York to attend a security forum and to discuss possible bilateral discussions with Washington. There are reports the North also wants to meet with South Korea. Dwali Saikautau has more.
Local media in Seoul have been reporting this week that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il secretly invited South Korea's president to Pyongyang for a summit next year. Government officials have denied the reports, but the South's unification minister, which handles relations with the North, told lawmakers that an inter-Korean summit is contingent on North Korea's efforts to end its nuclear programs. The rival Koreas have held only 2 summits since the end of their civil war almost 6 decades ago. Meanwhile, the Obama administration hasn't yet named the senior U.S. official who is expected to meet with North Korea's deputy nuclear envoy during his visit to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Southeast Asian leaders are meeting at a resort in Thailand this weekend. They issued a statement calling on North Korea to return to 6-party talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program. They also urged Myanmar to conduct free and fair elections next year. Democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi has now spent 14 years in detention in Myanmar, mostly under house arrest. Stocks fell on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closed down 109 points to 9,972. This is NPR News from Washington. The families of American servicemen who are missing in action are meeting with Department of Defense officials in St. Louis today. The meetings are part of a continuing effort to account for roughly 50,000 MIAs dating back to World War II. St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports.
About 400 people, mostly senior citizens, filled a conference room at a St. Louis hotel to hear about the government's latest efforts to locate, retrieve, and identify their deceased relatives. Donna Marquard's brother, Captain Claude Batty, disappeared over North Korea in 1950. She worries that the breakdown in diplomatic relations between the U.S. and North Korea will prevent her family from having closure.
I mean, it devastated our family. And until they open up North Korea, then we are hopeless, absolutely hopeless. And I'm 77 years old, and I don't have that many more years to wait.
Recovery operations in North Korea stopped in 2005 amid growing concerns over that country's nuclear aspirations. Some 8,100 servicemen remain unaccounted for from that war. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
First Lady Michelle Obama was a guest on the Jay Leno show last night. She was asked what she and her husband talk about in private.
What I can share with on national TV, you mean?
Yeah.
I usually tell him did he take out the garbage.
Wow, really? All right.
No, seriously. I usually tell him, Jay, that he's done a fabulous job.
Leno also asked her, what's the president's most annoying habit? She said he beats her at tennis, and that gets to be pretty annoying. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.